Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the At Valentine Podcast with your chasing car couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Monday, April 2nd, 2012.
And this is episode 54.
Welcome to another episode of the Valentine Cast. I almost went old school and used our old name.
Yeah, that's okay. Oops. That's all right. So this is episode 54, and this is our first episode of going live on Google Hangout on air.
Yeah, and some of you might be watching us. We can't tell if you start watching us because they don't have that feature in. I hope they'll get that feature.
Yeah.
So if you start watching us, you can comment in the link that we posted.
Right.
And then we can at least say hi to you.
Definitely. And you're probably asking, why aren't we using like Justin TV, or why aren't we using Ustream.
Right.
But we just want to try something a little different, you know.
Yeah, we'll try it out. It's in beta, so it might do awesome. So.
Right. And then the cool thing is when we do this, the Google Hangout on air, it'll go straight to YouTube, and we'll be able to send this up and have it ready for everybody to be able to watch live, you know. And it actually, it's kind of weird because it's going to be on my YouTube account, because that's the account that I had Brian hook me up with, you know. And mm-hmm. Brian, Google Brian, I guess I'll call him that. Brian who?
Google Brian.
What works with Google? Nah. But I have to say thanks to him, you know, for, you know, sponsoring me and sponsoring us, you know, and getting us in the beta for Google Hangout. So
mm-hmm.
I really appreciate that. I really do.
Yeah, nice.
But we're gonna go ahead and step on in, and you looked at me funny because I said that we were the chasing car couple, right?
I know there's a song called Chasing Cars.
Yeah, so it's kind of a little bit we're gonna talk about it a little bit in the weekend wrap up.
Oh, okay.
Where I kind of did a chasing car move with seeding the lawn.
Oh, yeah.
But let's go ahead and jump on into the weekend wrap up. Weekend wrap up.
Yeah.
That's what you were waiting for?
Yep. So okay. We've been doing house stuff like crazy. Of course. I don't think it's ever going to end.
Right.
We'll always have house stuff to do. So the house that we did this weekend, we have these electric lights that are on a timer in front of the house.
Right.
But the timer.
Accent lights.
Excuse me.
And the timer kept messing up.
Right. So I was like, okay. So we had went before. We looked at the lights. We looked at the timer. We got one solar light. We put it in, but it didn't make enough light. So we went back again. We're thinking about getting another timer, but we looked at the solar lights again. And we picked up two packs of brighter solar lights.
Right. So the first solar light that we got was like 2.4 lumens, you know, and then the ones we went and got, I wasn't really pleased with that one because it wasn't bright enough. And then we went back and we got the Malibu brand, which is the more expensive brand that does 6.4 lumens. So it was roughly three times as bright. Almost three times as bright. And we got those, and we really like them.
Yep. We pulled up the electric ones and put in the solar ones, except one was broken.
Right.
Sad. We had to exchange it, but
exactly.
So they're really tall though. It's funny, they're taller than we're used to, but they put off a nice glow. And I know it was low wattage, but little bit lower on the electric bill, so that's good too. So
right,
put in new solar lights, and I've been prepping for a garden. My mom is a big garden person; she has tons of flowers.
Right.
So she's gonna help me out by giving me some of hers.
Right.
She has so many. But first, I need to send my soil away for analysis so I can tell me what the content of my dirt is. I pulled up all the green onions.
The wild onions.
All the wild green onions.
Yep.
Hate them. And I probably missed some, but... And I got to learn how to garden. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And then Jay did crazy crap this weekend with the lawn.
Yeah, so we had also gotten seed for the lawn and everything. And we were going to, I was going to seed, but it was on like a 30% chance to rain on Sunday. And then woke up Sunday morning, it was raining. And there was, you know, a storm about to come in. And I looked at the little radar, seeing the 30% had went to 80%. And then, so I was like, all right, let me see if it's bad business if I see the lawn while it's raining, you know. So I Googled it, and it was like, that's one of the best times to do it.
To do it while it's raining.
Yeah, because the seeds, you know, they, you know, stick to the ground, doesn't give a chance for birds to, you know, swipe it away and everything. And so I went in, and in between breaks of storms and the rain, I was able to get the lawn seeded in the front yard and fertilized. So I was proud of myself.
Kind of nuts, if you ask me.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy a little bit, and you know, it was just, and then it was funny because about 2 o'clock it stopped raining and the sun came out.
Sun came out, and which is good because then sun came out for the grass. We should see some grass in about 2 weeks.
Right.
I keep checking. Doesn't like anything yet, but. You know, it wouldn't after 2 days.
Yeah, definitely.
And so then this weekend, as a lot of you all know, we're from Louisville, and Louisville was in the Final Four this weekend, and they played Kentucky, which is a huge rival.
Yes, a huge, huge rival.
I was raised to almost hate UK. My dad is a huge U of L sports fan.
And when you say U of K, you're talking about University
of Kentucky. Sorry.
Okay.
Not anybody else. Kentucky. So, they played. It was a big game. Louisville had the lead once at the beginning, and
I don't think they ever led.
They made the first basket.
Okay.
And then that was it.
Okay.
After that first basket, it was all UK from the rest of the game. And, but nobody expected U of L to make it as far as they did.
Right.
And I'm not a big sports fan.
Right. And so we went over to Mr. and Mrs. Crocker's, and we watched the ball game. Had, you know, Mr. Crocker had grilled out and everything. And
yeah.
We left about halftime because you started getting antsy a little bit and everything.
Oh,
because
it was too much. Everybody was uptight and it was just too much.
Uptight. It's almost like.
Everybody was all tense.
Well, it's like being in a raid. You don't shy away from being in a raid.
That's different.
No, it's not. It's the same thing.
If you're participating in it, it's probably a little different.
No, not so much, you know. But, you know, it's neither here nor there.
Okay. Well, so the University of Kentucky is going to play Kansas.
Right.
Tonight? Are they already playing?
Yes. Oh, no. I don't believe they are.
Not playing yet. So.
Right.
So, yeah, we wish them, well, I don't mind wishing them well.
Right.
Just because, you know, I don't mind it so much. My dad would probably hate to hear that. But so, yeah, we'll find out who wins tonight.
All right. And with that, we're going into some tech.
Technology.
You have tech?
Oh, yeah. I guess we didn't have any tech listed here. But just to kind of just talk about tech a little bit, we did, you know, we are using Google Hangouts. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm going to improvise. I guess.
Well, you could just not talk about tech.
Well, yeah, I mean, we probably should take that out when we don't have tech.
No, why?
Because I saw tech.
There's anything under it, though.
I just looked over and I saw tech.
I don't take anything out when we don't have stuff.
Okay. So we use a template for our Google Docs and everything. But we are using the Google Hangouts. And there are a few things that, that, you know, we're trying out and seeing how it affects how we record and everything. We are seeing a little bit. So, but since we really didn't have any tech, I guess we'll bump on into some media then.
Media.
All right. My favorite part of the show.
So, oh man. So this week in media, for Movies by Chance, we had two. Renee had rolled for two, and it was, My Name is Bruce, and then Under Suspicion, which was, a Morgan Freeman movie. We only watched one of those movies because, as you'll learn here pretty soon, there were more movies that we actually ended up watching.
Yes.
And so, we watched, My Name is Bruce. What do you think about My Name is Bruce?
It was funny in its own way.
Right. It's pretty much, he was, Bruce Campbell was starring in there,
mm-hmm.
and he was making fun of himself.
Yeah.
You know, which is Bruce's style, you know.
It's nice that he can make fun of himself.
Right. And he knows that he's in, like, some of these movies with, you know, B-class movies and everything.
Mm-hmm. So, so he actually plays himself, and, you know, for some reason, some town calls on him to save them. Why they would call on a movie star to save them is beyond me.
Goldlick
was the name of the town.
Goldlick was the name of the town, and the motto of the town was, "We licked them good."
We licked them good. So,
and he was he was the director. I can't remember who the writer was, but it was about him. You know, being they would call him in to save the city
mm-hmm.
from an ancient. Demon god,
right.
You know, Chinese demon god, and he was the god of bean curd and something
very, else. Very, yeah,
out very there. Campy,
very campy, yes.
You know, so a lot of the big Bruce fans, a lot of Evil Dead fans, and everything like that, you know, they, you know, probably really enjoy that movie and whatnot.
Yep. So then the other movie we were supposed to watch but didn't is going to go for. Next week, which is Under Suspicion with Morgan Freeman. So we're going to try to watch that next week.
All right. So we're going to do a little rolling.
Yep. We're going to do a little rolling.
So are we rolling for two or are we going to roll for one?
Oh, I'm all for rolling for two.
All right. Because we watched a lot of movies.
Yeah. Movies I mean, week. We watched three movies this week. We can, well, four movies.
We can watch four.
We can watch three.
Right.
It's two, so that would make it zero.
Yep.
Eight.
No, two is one.
Oh, 108.
108 is 3 o'clock High. It's a comedy starring Casey Simosko and Anne Ryan. A kid named Jerry has 7 hours to polish up his fighting skills so he can survive a face-off at the end of the day with his school meanest bully. Oh, Jerry. My namesake.
Oh, Jerry.
All right.
So 3 o'clock High.
Yep.
One is zero, so that's 53.
All right. And 53, Brothers. Didn't we already watch Brothers? Oh, no. That's the other Brothers. Presumed dead Captain Sam Cahill returns from a military mission and becomes obsessed with the idea that his wife and brother have a relationship.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, you remember that one. That was.
I remember the preview for that.
Yeah, it's kind of like Castaway.
It seems very intense.
It's kind of like the continuation of Castaway itself.
Yeah.
He wasn't trapped on the island. He was supposedly dead.
Yep. Supposedly dead.
Yep. So on Friday, one of the reasons we didn't get a chance to watch. Did I skip something?
No. I'm just like saying, yeah.
Oh, one of the reasons we, that we were not able, to watch Under Suspicion was on Friday, one of the movies we watched was Real Steel with, Hugh Jackman.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Jackie Human.
Oh, okay.
No, it's Hugh Jackman.
Okay. And so what were your thoughts about Real Steel?
It wasn't bad. It wasn't great. It was mediocre. He really needs to work on his American accent because his Australian accent comes out all the time. For as big as a American Hollywood actor he is, he really needs to work on it. Just saying.
Right. And so one of the things that I liked about it was kind of like a mix of over the top meets mm-hmm. Rocky meets maybe a little Transformers, I guess.
I guess you could
Or iRobot, maybe.
Maybe.
You know, but it was good. Oh, and Fifth Element, because some of the futuristic, you know, type.
Oh, there's slight futuristic
the
stuff.
Futuristic stuff, you know, kind of reminded me of that a little bit. So it wasn't bad. I mean, it was
predictable.
It was very predictable. I mean,
That doesn't necessarily make a movie bad when it's predictable.
Right.
It just, not at all. Some very predictable movies are enjoyable. It's just,
right.
I don't know.
Right.
That was mediocre. So watch that with, Dee and Danielle.
Yep.
And then, we didn't get to watch, I think we were busy other days, but we did, watch Syriana.
Yep. That was on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. That was, a late night movie that kept me up late.
Yep, starring a heavier than normal George Clooney.
Yes.
He gained 35 pounds for that movie, eating pasta.
Oh, was it pasta that he ate?
Pasta diet.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so this is the kind of movie that has three separate paths that kind of merge towards the end of the movie. It wasn't bad. It was a little complicated sometimes for its own good.
Right.
But it wasn't bad. I got the message of it, and Matt Damon was in there.
I felt like it was one of those movies where they were trying to knock the gas company, I guess.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They were trying to expose the gas company for, you know, they were, it was kind of a tongue-in-cheek kind of commentary about the oil industry.
Right. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
at least that's what I think.
I think they were, sometimes I think they were trying to be serious about it. You know, this is a serious statement. We're going to make up, you know, make it show to people that, you know, gas companies bad, down with big gas companies, you know. But, I mean, it is what it is. And then on Sunday, I watched Riding in Cars with Boys.
Mm-hmm.
And that was with,
Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore and, Brittany Murphy and the darling from Roseanne. Why can't I think of her name?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, her. It's basically a look back at her childhood.
Yeah. And you hadn't seen this movie before.
I hadn't seen it, but I had wanted to. I was on the list.
Nor had I seen it. And it was pretty funny. It was pretty good. And pretty mm-hmm. funny and pretty serious. So it struck all the chords, you know. Yeah.
So it wasn't bad. It did what it was supposed to do. It wasn't bad at all. I think we gave it a 3. I think.
We also gave
Real Steel a 3. So
yeah.
That doesn't sound like, but it was better than Real Steel.
Right.
I think,
so we can't give a 3.5. It wasn't a 4, but it wasn't, you know. So that was one of those movies where we kind of erred. I guess had we thought that we gave Real Steel 3, we mm-hmm. probably would have gave it a 4.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, probably.
Just so that we could differentiate.
Our voting scales all over the place. But it's not bad. It's definitely a chick flick. So if you don't like those, stay away.
Right. Definitely.
And then we saw a trailer for a remake that's coming up. Total Recall.
Actually, I'm going to let you talk about this because I haven't seen the trailer.
You haven't seen the trailer?
I have not.
So, I didn't really keep a close look, but they're basically redoing Total Recall. I don't know if it's going to have the same premise. I don't know. Like, they didn't really reveal a whole lot, but I don't know everybody's excited about it because that's, you know, it's a cult classic. I mean, right. I even like Total Recall 2 weeks. But yeah, so I mean I'll go see it. If it's as much of a classic, you know, action film
right
as the old one was, I just hope they don't overdo it on the new graphics and all that stuff and then the CGI. I really hope that's done well. So I am gonna go see it.
Yeah, and you know they're gonna take it to the top, you know. I mean, that's what. You know who's directing it?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't.
Oh, okay. I was curious as to who might be directing it. You know, directing it.
Directing it to see if it's a good one.
Right.
It's coming out this year.
Really?
Lynn Wiseman.
Huh. So it's coming out this
year. Starring Kate Beckinsale and Colin Farrell is going to play Quaid.
Okay, Quaid. So that's
the Keem Whitbine's gonna be in here too.
Ah, cool.
Be like him.
So this Total Recall the trailer, and then season 2 of Mad Men, second episode was last night. Still weird.
Still weird. We're gonna, of course, we're not gonna ruin anything, but let's just say somebody's there. Still weird. Somebody.
That person did not help the weird factor that's been going on with season 5 of Mad Men. I still don't know what's going
on. And you be trolling AMC.
Yes, I have been trolling AMC. One of the things that I've been doing is pretty much after every episode, they ask, so what do you think about this week's episode? And I'll just say, it was really weird. And they'll say, well, what did you think about so-and-so comeback? That person added to the weirdness of, you know, that's been going on this season. So, yeah, I've been kind of trolling Madman_AMC on Twitter. It's been fun for the most part. Mm-hmm. So, then we got HBO this weekend.
We did get HBO with
the
little.
Why did we get HBO this weekend?
To see Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones started
this
weekend.
People are going to be like, why didn't you just pirate it? I don't know. I don't know why I just didn't pirate it. A lot of people, because I don't know.
Do you wish that we had pirated it?
No, because now I'm like, ooh, we get to watch other stuff. And you know I'm all into TV and movies.
Right. I mean, one, we get the first month of April free. I mean, we have to cancel by May 7th if we want to get rid of it.
Okay.
And so then we have June. So at the most, we'll pay for May and June.
Mm-hmm.
And that's $32.
Right.
So that's $32. That is like $8 less than what we would pay if we had got it from iTunes. You know, then people are like, well, you could have gotten it free off of Pirate Bay. Right. We could have.
Could have.
But, you know, or Kick-Ass Torrents or whatever, you know, other torrent places out there. I don't do that quite often.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't torrent as much.
Right.
I don't know why. I just don't.
I mean, I've been one, if I had the means to
buy it, why not? Yeah.
Then why not?
Exactly.
I mean, that's what supports. I mean, I understand, you know, big Hollywood, boo on you, everything. And I don't like Hollywood that much either.
Right.
But it's kind of like, but I think about the actors. I mean, I like Tyrion, you know, and all that other stuff. I mean, I want it to keep coming. I mean, if they don't make the money, then we're not going to have a season 3.
Right. Exactly.
So, and you know, what were your thoughts about the first season?
Actually,
the second season,
I liked it. It was actually good. I want to see more of Arya. They didn't show a lot of her.
No, that's Tyrion's girl?
No, Arya's little girl.
Oh, yeah, but I think she's going to be coming more
in the next show.
In the next
I hope so, because I want to see more of her. But I thought it was good. They showed plenty of Daenerys.
Yes.
Her chapped lips. And
yeah, they didn't show a lot of boobs.
No, there aren't a lot of boobs. There's full frontal, though.
Yeah, just a
female full frontal.
Yeah, it was just
not like but anyway,
full frontal.
Yeah, it was.
You can see her. Yes, JJ. I must have missed it.
Yeah.
Oh, at the end?
No, when they were in the prostitute house.
Oh, I saw it, but I wasn't. I guess I wasn't paying attention.
You aren't. So yeah. So yeah. I thought it was good. I liked it. I'm looking forward to next Sunday. What about you?
Yeah, I am looking forward, you know, to next Sunday. And, you know, I don't feel bad for not reading the books. Mm. You know,
should try it out though.
But it's weird because when I watch, it makes me want to read the books. But then when I go read the books, I'm kind of like, man, this is boring. Well, I need to read Catching Fire.
Yeah.
And Mockingjay. So mm-hmm. I need to read those two before I pick up, try to pick up Game of Thrones again. So, yeah. That's our movies for the week.
Watched a lot.
And TV,
it's crazy.
And televisions and everything. So, I guess we're going to move on to a little bit of games.
Still been playing Mass Effect 2. Is that still on there? I didn't mean to put that on there. But yeah, I'm still playing Mass Effect 2. I'm going along. I don't know when I'm going to finish. You know, there are other things more important on my plate right now and all. So yeah, but I'm still going along with Shepard.
Okay, cool. So, you know, I was playing Journey. Mm-hmm. And I actually finished Journey on Thursday or Tuesday.
One of them days.
I think it was Tuesday because you didn't work from home. So it was Tuesday. I finished Journey. It was good. It was really good. I am glad that one of the reasons I was finishing it was because Renee was cooking. And I know if she had saw the ending and everything, she probably wouldn't want to play it. So I was able to finish it, even though, you know, she had to start eating without me a little bit. And plus, I was at the end, and I didn't want to leave my partner behind. You know, I didn't want to leave him struggling. So, and we kind of needed each other. Mm-hmm. Well, we didn't need each other, but it was good. That was money well spent. I mean, $14.99 for Journey, and it was money. Well spent and everything.
Yeah, I mean, everybody is really liking it, and now I get to play it whenever I get around to it. But so yeah, I guess I need to play while everybody else is still playing it, so I can maybe play with somebody.
Yeah, so you can get a little partner to run with you, and then if you do the whole thing, which can be done, you know, we'll get the trophy for doing 80% of it with one person. So. Kind of found out that I ended up running with like three other people, and I was with Dark Anders, you know, Matt, when he talked about how he lost his person in one of the stages, and I too lost my person at stage two, and that's what took me a little bit longer. I spent about 20 minutes trying to find my way out of that stage, and it was kind of sad a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's sad, like, I was there, and it's kind of like, oh my God, I lost my buddy, you know.
Aww.
And we got separated, and I don't know what happened, and it was kind of sad a little bit. And so Bazooka Raccoon, if you're listening out there, I'm sorry, man.
I didn't know who it was.
Yeah, at the end of the game, when they do the credits, it tells you who all you did the journey with. So I had three people that I did the journey with. So I just remember Bazooka Raccoon because he was the second on the list. So I assumed it was him that I ended up losing.
That's sad. Aw.
And we got something exciting this weekend.
Yep. Sure do.
What was that?
We got a little something called the Mist of Pandaria.
We did. And
beta, of course.
Yeah. So we got into the beta, and Renee and I started playing the beta around... we started playing WoW. I actually found out I started WoW 2 weeks before you did.
Really?
Yeah. So we got to the Mr. Pandora beta.
You always thought that you were playing a long time before me.
I did. And so
because I was such a noob.
No. I mean, because you never could. You never could remember when.
I remember
you
now though.
Yep.
2005. 2006. It came out in 2005.
So I assume that was a birthday present. Probably.
I can't remember.
Oh, okay.
Remember. It was a while ago, but
yeah.
I never wanted to play WoW because I thought it was too cartoony.
Yeah. That's a common.
If only I knew what I would be getting into, but still love it. So, Mr. Pandaria, I'm not going to make a panda until launch of the expansion because I don't want to ruin. Not ruin it. It won't ruin it. But I want the panda experience to be totally fresh in my mind. Right. For the first time. Jay made a panda, though. So
I did.
It doesn't matter to him as much.
Well, it usually does. But right now, I'm kind of playing it. So, because my plan is that the panda monk is going to be my main.
Okay.
You know, so I'm trying to figure out, you know, I guess, think of the quickest way to get through it so I can get out of there. Because, you know, the starting area is where, you know...
So you're going to kind of be my guide probably. Since...
Well, I'm not going to rush you through or anything like that.
Come on, come on, come on.
You know, so, but yeah, I guess. But I'm not really reading the quest either. So
right.
When I go back, all I'm doing right now.
Are you going to read the quest more?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So what I'm doing now, I'm just kind of just pick, you know, getting the exclamation points, getting the quest, looking on the map where I need to go, find out what I need to kill, kill. I'm not even trying to experience it, you know, and then, I need it. This dude's following me. I don't even know who this dude is, you know, so I'm kind of just going through the motions right now, more than anything. So I'm playing it like I've played it before, and I'm just going through the motions.
Right.
So on, you know, when it releases, I will actually go through and I'll read the quest and figure out what's troubling in Pandera, if there is something troubling. I'm assuming it is.
I am playing the monk, though, the monk class, so I can get familiar with it. And I like it. Actually, like, it's like a rogue and a paladin mixed together. And a rogue and a red paladin mixed together.
Right.
And this might also be my main, which is really funny. But I get to, the best thing is, I get to be that, and I get to be a tank, which is awesome. Because I always, like, as if I could be a tank on my rogue, I would have.
Right.
So I'm excited. It's sad that Iceflow may be deregulated.
No, see, this is how I'm looking at it. I'm looking at if, you know, my monk becomes my main, that cowboy is going into the Hall of Fame. You know, I mean.
Oh, I see how you're doing it.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to get dissed. I mean, he is, you know, this is the first time that, you know, I've kind of looked at replacing cowboy. Or not replacing cowboy, but retiring cowboy. You know?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I mean, I still plan on playing Iceflow because she has all the achievements. She has everything.
But with Mr. Pandera, your achievements go across all your characters.
Oh, that's true.
All your mounts go across all that's your characters.
Right. I forgot about that.
All your pets go across all your characters. I mean, they made it so that, you know,
you can easily switch characters, not be like so attached to one.
Right. So, I'm excited about that, and I'm kind of thinking too if Cowboy was remained my main, he probably would end up being a panda shaman.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just so I can get the keg shaman totems.
But it's funny, I didn't see the keg shaman totems like in the
Oh, I thought you told me they were.
Yeah. Someone did say they were, but I looked on the shaman, the choice for the shaman screen, like big shaman, and they didn't like kegs to me.
Okay, so they still like probably like the dwarven totems. I'm not too worried about it.
But yeah, so I'm happy with Miss so far. I picked a Tauren monk, which is hilarious. So there's no competition, not a lot of people. That's the way I like it. I'm questing. I love it. So excited about Miss. I predict that it will come out in mid to late November.
Yeah, some people are saying August, you know, apparently with the schedule. So, I mean, we'll see. I mean, it's here when it's here. You know how Blizzard is about things. So, I mean, there are bugs that need to be worked out and stuff like that, too. So, don't rush it. Just, you know, get it right and just have fun. All right. You have an announcement. We have a quitter in the house.
We have a quitter.
No,
I quit Draw Something.
Why'd you quit Draw Something?
I quit Draw Something because there was too many games. There was too much. It was too much pressure, and I couldn't keep up. So.
So you felt like you needed to retire.
I felt like I needed to retire from Draw Something. So bye, Draw Something.
Well, cool. Well, I'm still playing Draw Something.
So start a game with Jay if you...
Well, no, don't. Nah, you can if you want. I'm cowboy. But just to let you know, sometimes I'm 2-3 days before I'll get to it, you know. So I mean, it's just one of those relaxing things and everything. And I remember what I was going to talk about with tech. I was actually going to talk about the Sleep Cycle app.
Oh.
And so there's this app that did a great, you know, does that monitors your sleep cycle. And it's really weird because not weird. It's kind of cool. And I just did the first night last night of my sleep cycle. And I'm showing on the screen here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Too much of a shine. Well, yeah, too much of a shine. But it kind of graphs out. You put your iPhone on the corner of your bed, and the accelerometer can monitor your movement and mm-hmm. everything. And then it can also kind of pick up some of your, you know, spouse's movement or someone else in the bed's movement. But it's not as great. But it also monitors when you're like in a deep sleep and kind of when you just asleep. And then when you're like tossing and turning.
Mm-hmm.
So last night, you know, I was tossing and turning around from 3 to 6, it looks like, and everything. So it's a pretty good app. I'll talk a little bit more about it here, in the future as I get more graphs to see how my sleep is.
Yeah.
And also how I feel, you know, if the graphs kind of match up with how I feel. And I'm trying not to let it be had a placebo effect, you know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
And it's hard to do, I know, but I mean,
but it's kind of good to be like, man, I didn't, you know, but I did wake up and say, man, I don't feel like I slept well. I did say that before I looked at the app. I looked at the app and I was like, holy crap, I tossed and turned from 3 to 6. It kind of makes sense, you know. I kind of remember vaguely waking up and looking at the clock and it was 3 o'clock.
Oh,
but
God. So yeah, I don't know. I should try it because, I don't know, I think I sleep pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, you just put it on the side of your bed and you kind of probably, we can probably match graphs and see, you know, but what it looks like. What it look like. All right, with that, let's get on to some food.
The fridge is not prepared.
All right, so I'm really trying to not... This, I don't like how Google Hangout Plus adjusting my mic so much. It's irritating.
Mm-hmm. You could always, I sound different.
Well, because I turned this up a little bit.
Oh, you could always try. Well, if this doesn't work out, you know, there's always Justin TV. So.
What? Yeah, and then, yeah. And I do have the X split, so. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
But, so I did cook food as opposed to last week. I didn't make anything new. But, I made spicy black bean burgers.
And they were absolutely yummy.
They were good. And, of course, I could always make them better. Jay disagrees, but I could always make them better. But, so they're really good. And they're really easy. They're vegetarian. Probably not vegan. But they are vegetarian, and they're really good. So if you've never had a black bean burger, they're yummy. I'm going to put a link to the recipe. I'm going to put that recipe up on the blog. I have a picture, mm-hmm. too. So that was great. And the next thing I made was Parmesan vegetable penne. Vegetable Parmesan penne, whatever I called it.
Well, you have vegetable Parmesan penne.
There you go.
In the show notes.
There you go. That's what
I
called
it. Oh, you doing
it
by memory?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not looking at the notes right now. So it was really good and easy. That was also vegetarian. Look at me.
I know.
Vegetarian up in hell.
Yeah, I think you're trying to say something.
Keep a watch on the red meat that I eat. So, sorry. When I eat more healthy, that means you eat more healthy by default. So,
so I noticed what you were trying to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'd be good if you let me know this.
Why?
I'm just saying. It'd be good.
Does it matter? You always say, whatever you cook, I'll eat.
I know. But it'd still be good to know that you're trying to watch red meat. Then I'm going to be like, hey, let's go to Outback.
And I'd be like, okay, I'm going to get chicken.
Okay.
And we did go to Outback because they had a lobster and steak special. Yes, that's red meat, but I wanted it, so I got it.
And so we found out today that the Dunkin' Donuts that they were building here in Louisville, Kentucky, the actual store that you eat in.
The actual Dunkin' Donuts, not the fake Dunkin' Donuts.
Right. They actually opened up and we stopped by today, after, you know, during lunch and picked up a little snack and a bag of coffee and everything. And you got the munchkins.
Yeah, I got the munchkins. They're good. They were munchkins with jelly in them.
Right.
Heck
so,
yeah.
So I got the Boston cream because everybody has been raving about how great they are. And I mean, they're not bad. And I'll say that some of the donuts kind of reminds me of the donuts we got from Walmart.
Which is really funny because it's because, like, okay.
Because, but before everybody starts jumping on me, Walmart donuts aren't bad. You know, they're just, you know, they're not Krispy Kreme donuts, but they are good donuts.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's not, Krispy Kreme has something going on that no one else does, you know? So, I mean, it was, they're good. They were good. And I noticed, so I got the bag of coffee and you get 16 ounces of coffee, which is a pound of coffee for $8.99.
Right.
And then for the coffee you get at Target, that's Dunkin' Donuts, it's 12 ounces of coffee and it's like $9 to $10.
So it's even cheaper, which is awesome.
Right, right. I don't know what they're barking at. Dog's barking at somebody. But yeah, so I think on Wednesday we're going to be going to Dunkin' Donuts for lunch. Try their lunch out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to discount. I talk about Dunkin' Donuts kind of in jest, you know. I'm not all like, I don't really hate Dunkin' Donuts. So.
Yep, food is food. And with that, we're going to get to a little odds and ends.
Odds and ends.
We want to welcome home a couple of people.
Yeah, I just want to say welcome home to Strumpet. She is back from New Zealand.
Uh-huh.
And I also want to say welcome back to Aprilian. She was on a cruise to the Caribbean.
Yes, yes.
So, yes. Welcome back, guys. Awesome to have you all back. I meant to send in something for Control Out Wow. Totally forgot.
Yep.
So, it'll have to go for next week. So.
And then we also want to wish April happy birthday.
Yep, she had a happy birthday.
And we told her on her birthday. She replied to you and everybody else, but she didn't reply to me, so I figured she's mad at me or something. So,
whatever.
Whatever, April.
Jay, whatever.
But yeah, so, man, it's a quick show tonight.
That is a quick show tonight, but that's okay. They don't all have to be the same length, so.
No, I know.
That's because you don't like talking to me. That's fine.
Well, no, I mean, you were really bored. I mean, about 45% of the show, you were yawning, so.
That's because I'm tired. I had a long day. Shut it.
Well, I have a graph here that shows that I didn't sleep as well as you.
Oh, that's not true. You can't believe everything you see on a graph.
Sure you can. if you can measure it.
No, that's not true.
It's true.
No, it's not.
So we have a couch to take out to the curb.
Oh, God. We do have to do that, don't we?
We have a couch to take out and some other stuff.
I'm so not looking forward to that.
It's going to be fine. I mean, if anything, maybe we can throw it on the back of my bike and I can take it up there.
No. It'll bend stuff on the bike. No, well, we're gonna do it. It's gonna be awesome. The last time we get to do anything with it, it's all good.
Well, the cool thing is we can probably carry it over our heads instead of carrying it from the bottom, you know.
I wouldn't carry it over our heads. All those bugs that are in there.
What bugs?
There are probably bugs in there.
Nah, you know, it's what it is.
Oh my gosh. Well, you all have an awesome night.
Yep. And before we go, you can reach us at thevalentinecast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can also see our blog at ValentineCast. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. You can also call us at 415-758-2278 and leave a voicemail. That's 415-75-VCAST.
And you can see our video at youtube.com/ValentineCast.
And this video will actually be on at LaBazcat,
because you set it up wrong.
Yeah, well, I mean,
you have to.
I can't use Valentine Cast as
Google so
Plus.
This is different.
Because it has to be a real person.
Oh, that's okay.
So,
and Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy, thecoboi.
CAO.
CAOBOI. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
And the music that we have today, again, is Pretty Lights. And we want to thank those guys for letting us use their music and giving them Give them a checkout. I do that all the time.
Give them a checkout.
Check them out at prettylightsmusic.com/music/home. But anyway, really, really enjoyed the music. And this song is If I Gave You My Love, which is the typical.
I just got another recipe in my inbox.
What?
That's pasta in it.
Cool.
Always pasta.
Always pasta. I think you went out and checked the semi recipes.
No, just for pasta. I didn't. I did not.
All right.
All right. Thanks, guys, for watching.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.